The Power FM Brekkie Show.
A little bit embarrassed to say that I did get a parking fine this week. First one for the year.
Was it really the first for the year?
Yeah.
How is that for you on average? Like a normal year, how many do you usually have by February?
Last year, I got 5 in total for the entire year. So since I've been here, I've worked hard at decreasing my parking fines.
5 for the whole year. Well, that's all right. So that's one every couple of months or so.
Not too bad.
All right.
Not so great that I've got it in the second month of the year, though.
Yeah, you're going to have a good few months if you want to beat last year's record. You very nearly got 2, Jules.
Yeah, I know.
Like the day after.
The day after
one.
I got one. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
The parking inspector was near my car, didn't have a paid ticket in there.
You were about 45 seconds away from another parking ticket.
Until we power walked to my car, jumped in, and quickly drove away.
Oh, I had to restrain the parking inspector while you raced the car and moved it.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. We would never do that. But have you ever used an excuse or tried an excuse to get out of a parking ticket, Jules?
Not really. It's more of a shrug of the shoulders and.
Have you ever had a situation like
this? I know I'm in the wrong here.
Yeah, I know I've done wrong. What can I say? I'm triple parked here.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a situation where you have been able to give an excuse? Like the park inspector's been there writing up the ticket while you're there, you know, in the vicinity.
Once they start writing it, they can't stop.
But the thing is, it's hard to, like, if they leave the ticket and then you discover it, then who do you deliver your excuse to?
You can't.
So
you can't.
Have you ever ran into them and try to do a little bit of, but it was only a couple of minutes?
Yeah. I used to do it when I parked at the front of work a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I was stuck at work.
Yeah. Well, a survey has been done of Melbourne parking inspectors of some of the excuses they've received. So it's compiled the top used excuses.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about some of the wacky ones at first because I want to find out what person thought this would be a reasonable excuse. They apparently said to the park inspector that aliens moved their car.
Oh, what?
In what world?
Would that pass?
Yeah.
None.
Another one was, I'm my own country. I've sort of done my own sovereign state thingy, and in my country there's no parking meters.
So won't pass, yep.
I'm from the country is one they get a lot. And I reckon that one makes perfect sense. When you're from, like me, I've never in my life had to buy a parking ticket until I've moved to Ballarat.
Yep.
So the whole concept to me is
because you have free parking everywhere.
Yeah, and I probably would have just rolled in and parked in any park and just kind of assumed it was fine. But because I was kind of vigilant, I looked and seen the box and thought, oh no, I gotta pay for this.
Some sort of a payment system going on here. Yeah.
Why is that guy
this
walking
is the man
around
with each bag of shillings?
Exactly. So I think that one's quite a reasonable one. But the most common ones, the top 5 most common excuses are, I was getting change for the meter.
Oh, yeah, that's understandable.
I reckon that's a good one.
That's a great one.
I reckon you should let someone off if that's their excuse. Because what if you don't have change?
Yeah, just running across the 7-Eleven to get some.
Exactly. I had to go to the toilet. I didn't want to wet myself.
Ooh, unusual.
Yeah.
Interesting tact.
Yep.
I don't think I could use that one, but
what did you want me to do, Mr. Parking Inspector? Pee myself right here in the street? Ooh. Exactly.
Yep.
Here's another one. I couldn't find my car.
Oh, that's legitimately me.
Right, okay.
Often I'll walk out of the gym and walk halfway down Mare Street and realise, no, you've parked in Lydiard and have to walk back up the hill and embarrassingly walk past the gym again and they'll see me and go, oh, she's forgot where she's parked her car again.
Do you always feel really silly when you do that, when you've got a U-turn on the footpath? Like when you're walking along and then you have to stop and then walk back the other way?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little trick I use, and you can use it if you want, I pull my phone out of my pocket like I've just gotten a phone call and then act like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I'll meet you up there then. So it looks like you've got a reason.
I just do the embarrassing. I'll walk back.
Here's another one. The ticket must have blown off the dashboard.
Oh, as if that one passes.
That's a cliche, isn't it? And finally, I couldn't see the sign because it was blocked by a tree,
now,
branch, truck,
one.
Or other obstruction.
That is a good one.
It needs to legitimately be blocked, though. You can't just front up and have nothing there.
Yeah, no. You do have to have it blocked.
You could plant a tree there, perhaps.
5-3-1-0-3-1. Have you got any good excuses for the parking inspector?
Yeah. Have you ever been letting off a ticket because your excuse was that good? That'd be good.
I got let off one just before Christmas, actually.
All right. Tell us about it next.
I will.
If you've ever used a gem of a parking excuse, 5-3-3-1-0-3-1, we want to hear it. You said you got out of a parking fine one time?
Just before Christmas. I was running late back, finishing from work,
yeah.
And it was maybe 10 minutes over.
Okay.
And I was walking and I could see him there with the machine. I went, oh, I'm too late, aren't I? And he said, no, 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 you're not. You're getting in your car now and you're leaving, aren't you? It's Christmas time. Don't worry. Have a Merry Christmas. And I went, you're my greatest man alive.
Hey, you should have got his autograph.
Gave
should
him
have
a
got
big,
a selfie
gave
with
him.
Gave
him a big hug.
Yeah.
Said, thank you, Merry Christmas to you too.
Baked him a Christmas cake and delivered it to his house.
Would have happily done that.
What a generous act, and what a heartwarming moment too. Great way to get out of a
kind of restored my faith in the parking inspectors of Ballarat. I was like, oh,
that's all you need to
they
do.
They do have souls.
If you want to get out of a parking fine, Jules, they're human beings. If you want to get out of a parking fine, you just need it to be Christmas. Amy's called in on 5333 1031. Amy, how did you get out of a parking fine?
What happened? I walked out of the shop and they were just writing me a ticket.
Yeah.
I had honestly put money in the parking meter. Too late, they said. So I wrote to the council and explained that I'd lived in Ballarat for 40 years and never had a parking ticket before. Could I please have an exemption?
Yeah.
And I was lucky.
Oh, wow.
How good is that, Amy?
That is good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I was a bit lucky in that respect.
So they let you off for loyalty to the town?
The whole amount.
Yeah.
They just said, oh, well, just be more aware sort of thing.
That's really good, Amy. I was going to suggest Jules maybe write a ticket to the council, but she can't really use the same reasoning
and
as
I've
you.
And I've got no leg to stand on, Amy. I've got so many parking fines under my belt over the years.
They'll type Jules into their system and a red flag will come up.
Yeah.
That's a great story, Amy. Yeah, I can just imagine you going into the office, wherever it is, to try and beg your way out of a parking. They'll just laugh. They'll go, Jules, we've seen your name on here so many times.
You've got a red flag on your account, so yeah,
Jules,
no.
We have a parking inspector, a team of them dedicated to following your car around Ballarat. Yeah. We know you.
It's sad, but it's probably true.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.